The Medicaid Express bus is on a tour of the Gem State with the goal expanding Medicaid statewide. Reclaim Idaho wants to expand Medicaid to cover the 62,000 Idahoans who are not covered by health insurance. And the group claims by expanding Medicaid, taxpayers will actually save money. Now, when the group launched their grassroots efforts months ago, skeptics said their biggest hurdle would be getting signatures, especially during the height of winter. Well, the group's persistence paid off. Proposition 2 will be on the ballot in November, and that's why Reclaim Idaho is at it again. They're canvassing. They're going door to door throughout the state, asking that people vote yes on Election Day. Luke Mayville is one of the co-founders of Reclaim Idaho, and he's joining me live in studio today to talk more about why the group is making one more push. Welcome to the program, Luke.
Thank you so much, Gemma.
You know, I'd like to start, if you would, just by telling me a little bit about Reclaim Idaho's story, because some people, even now, may not be aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. Reclaim Idaho is an organization that has grown into this sprawling movement of over 1,000 volunteers all over the state, but it didn't start that way. It started only about a year ago, and it started as, you know, myself and a handful of friends and family members and people I knew in my hometown of Sandpoint. We came together around a school levy vote. A bunch of us learned that there was a school levy that was desperately needed to not to improve the schools, but just to keep them open. If the levy failed, they were going to close 3 elementary schools permanently.
Up in North Idaho.
Up in the Sandpoint area. So a number of us came together, and we organized around it, and we organized a door-knocking campaign around that school levy. And a lot of people feared it would fail. When it came time to vote, the levy actually passed by a margin of 2-1. And we recognized that the door-knocking that we did mattered. In the precincts that we door-knocked, the voter turnout went up dramatically. So after that experience, we actually stepped back, especially my friend Garrett Strizich and I and his wife, Emily Strizich. We stepped back and we thought, wow, that was inspiring. We think we really made a difference.
So, like, what can we do next at this point?
What can we do, and what can we do statewide? And we started thinking about what's the equivalent crisis at the state level that local levy crisis was at the local level. And the more we thought that through, we thought Medicaid expansion really is the most urgent crisis facing the state of Idaho. So that's when we started organizing. And what we set out to do was build little versions of what we had built in Sandpoint with our local organization all over the state. And the way we did that, the instinct we had is that we have to make this dramatic somehow. We have to turn this issue into a kind of spectacle that will make people pay attention. So we painted a camper bright green, and we put the words Medicaid for Idaho across the side of it, as if Medicaid were a statewide candidate running for office, like a governor candidate or something like that. And we started just driving it from community to community. And anyone who would listen, mm-hmm. We would talk to about Medicaid expansion and the urgent need to do that. So by the time November came around, we decided to go ahead and file the ballot initiative and start collecting signatures. We already had about 20 local organizations led by volunteers all around the state.
So let's speed up. You actually get enough signatures, more than enough verified signatures, mm-hmm. to get this on the ballot. So mm-hmm. it's Proposition 2. It will be on the ballot come November. Voters will decide.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you going back out with the green bus again right now around the state? I mean, it's on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
So is this a bit of overkill, yeah. or what's the reasoning?
Well, we needed signatures from 6% mm-hmm. of all registered voters in Idaho. We need votes from at least, you know, 50% plus one. We need the majority vote to win. So what we're doing now, we call it a vote yes tour. We need to go out, make sure that everyone knows about the ballot initiative to expand Medicaid. Everyone knows about Prop 2. And everyone knows the importance of voting yes, that this will extend healthcare. It will change the lives of 62,000 people who don't currently have health insurance, who can't get it because they fall into what we call the gap, the Medicaid gap.
This is the working poor. I mean, these are people who, if you make a certain amount of money, mm-hmm. you do not qualify, mm-hmm. but yet you can't get health care because it's too expensive. I mean, it's maybe health care or housing, mm-hmm. I mean, to be perfectly honest. I mean, and that's what yes. you found on this tour, correct?
Yes. Everywhere you go, when we were collecting signatures in the last few months, we go all around the state. We've talked to tens of thousands of people face to face. Everywhere you go, you meet people who fall into this gap and have had this infuriating experience of needing health care, of going to figure out how they can afford it, figuring out that they don't make enough money to qualify for a government program. They don't make enough money to qualify for the state exchange. It's completely backward. It's a broken system. So I'd just like to say something quickly about what this gap is, mm-hmm. what it means exactly. There are 62,000 people who make too much money to qualify for Medicaid because they work, right? So these are working Idahoans. They make too much money to qualify for Medicaid, but they don't make enough money to qualify for the state exchange. So they fall in, they slip between the cracks. They fall into the gap between these two existing programs. And no matter how hard they try, they just can't get health insurance.
I'm speaking with Luke Mayvell. He is one of the co-founders of Reclaim Idaho. We're talking about Medicaid expansion and Proposition 2 being on the ballot come November. One of the things, Luke, that you talk about is that you argue that this will save taxpayers money. Mm-hmm. Opponents of this absolutely disagree. Say, you know what? This just means that all of us who already have health care, we're going to pay for those 62,000 mm-hmm. people. Mm-hmm. And what would you say to that?
Well, people often ask the perfectly rational question, who's going to pay for this?
Right.
The answer is, simply put, we're already paying for it. And we're already paying for it in two ways. First, every year, we pay federal taxes for the national Medicaid program. Currently, the federal taxes that we pay for the Medicaid expansion go directly out of Idaho to the states that have already expanded their Medicaid programs. The money that we pay through our federal taxes goes directly to 33 other states that have expanded Medicaid. So when we say we're already paying for it, we're already paying for Medicaid expansion.
So we're paying for a lot of other people outside of Idaho.
Yeah, we're saying that all we're trying to do by expanding Medicaid, by passing Prop 2, is bring our own money back to Idaho, bring our own federal tax dollars that we're already paying back to Idaho to cover the 62,000 Idahoans who desperately need health care. There's a second way that we're already paying for it. And this is anyone who's familiar with the healthcare system, who has worked in it, is familiar with this extremely inefficient system we have around what's called indigent care. So oftentimes when people have some kind of medical emergency and they're not insured, they go and get some kind of care, some kind of treatment through the local indigent care program. Now, the cost of that program is then borne by local taxpayers through their property taxes. So all across Idaho in every county, we're wasting millions of dollars on a program that only covers about 5,000 people per year. So we would actually, by expanding Medicaid, we would cover all 62,000 people in the gap, and we would replace the existing indigent care program. Another piece of this is that the indigent care program only covers those emergency costs up to a certain level. Mm. Beyond that, the state of Idaho covers it. The general fund, what's called the CAT fund for catastrophic mm-hmm. Health needs. So by expanding Medicaid, we would actually scale down dramatically or possibly entirely replace our system of catastrophic indigent care. And we would save millions of dollars every year by doing that. We're already paying for it, number one, because we'd bring hundreds of millions of dollars back of our own federal taxes into Idaho. And we're already paying for it two, because we are going to scale down dramatically these inefficient catastrophic care programs.
And one of the things that we want to be clear on is that this is a bipartisan issue. One of the biggest supporters of this is Representative Christy Perry. She is a Republican from Nampa. She has been on this program talking about why we need this to pass in November. And you found that even when you were canvassing trying to get these signatures, correct? Because it's not just that you had to get 6%. You had to get a certain number from every county in the state so that it makes a fair representation of Idahoans, correct?
Yes, we had to get 6% of registered voters to sign the petition in 18 different legislative districts. So there's no way to do that without touching every region.
You couldn't get every vote in Boise. I mean, even if you did, it wouldn't have gotten on the ballot.
No, you could. Yeah, it wouldn't have got on the ballot. You have to get 6% all across the state in 18 legislative districts. And that means you inevitably will talk to people of all different political persuasions, all different ideologies, party affiliations. We set out from the very beginning believing that this was a nonpartisan issue, that this wasn't a political issue, that it's a human issue, that it directly affects the lives of so many working people around the state. The last few months have only proven that to be true. As we get more and more people from the business community, more and more people from the healthcare community.
Mostly from both sides of the aisle, even in the legislature.
Yeah, lawmakers from both sides of the aisle coming out in support of this. We knew that there was that kind of support all along. And these last few months have only proven that this truly is a nonpartisan issue.
Did you run into people, though, who were opposed to this when you knocked on doors? I would assume you had to have.
Sure. Every once in a while you run into some people, but it really is the case. I can't emphasize enough. The vast majority, we talked to tens of thousands of people. The vast majority, no matter which part of the state we're in, sometimes you'd be surprised in places that you would think you'd find a lot of opposition. It's actually the opposite. 9 out of 10 people you talk to support this. Some people have a bias thinking that maybe people in rural Idaho don't support this, when it's entirely the opposite, because it's in rural communities where
a lot of people fall into that gap.
Yeah, and some where you find hospitals that are on the brink of closing because they don't have clients, because so many of the people in these rural counties are actually uninsured. So they have millions of dollars in uncompensated care costs that they just have to write off. Not a very good business model. And it's extremely difficult for people to find quality health care in these communities. Just the other day, as part of our 20-day tour for Medicaid expansion, we stopped through a town called Peck, Idaho, on the edge of Nez Perce County, just outside of Orofino. I think it's about population, I think it's 197. We knocked on almost every single door in the entire town. We got the endorsement of the mayor, Nancy Green. And I personally knocked on about 35 doors, contacted directly 12 voters. I got one opposed, one who didn't want to talk to us, and 10 who are strong supporters. And that's a pretty typical experience.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in. I know we could have covered a lot more, but Luke, I'm running out of time. So my guest today, Luke Mayville, co-founder of Reclaim Idaho. You are on this 20-day tour throughout the state. And I know we'll put a link to our website on where your stops will be. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Gemma. Please do, if you can, join us this Saturday in CUNA at Bernard Fisher Park. At 10 a.m., we're going to be knocking on doors this Saturday. Thanks so much.